Hello and welcome to Too Fast, Too Forever. There's all kinds of family. We chose this one. This is episode 48, and we've had a bit of a scheduling snafu. That said, important announcement, and then we got a bonus thing for you coming up in a little bit. Starting this week, or last week, or whenever we started going weekly, we are now officially a weekly podcast. So what that's going to mean is that every other week, still keeping as it is, we're going to do the Fast and the Furious movie. So sort of the same schedule we have now, every other week, a Fast and Furious movie. In the off weeks, we're going to do other things, bonus things, special things, things tied to the universe, things tied to the actors, things tied to the movies, things tied to the themes in the movies, whatever you can imagine. This is going to go forever. We're eventually going to do it. The next lap is the driving school lap. We've been talking about that for a while. Kara Gail O'Regan of the Wistful Thinking podcast will be on every episode with us, so that's going to be very exciting, so check those out. Joe and I interviewed her a couple weeks ago, sort of as an introduction, a primer for what she knows about the franchise. So we establish a baseline of what she knows, what she doesn't know, what she hopes for, what she fears. And we also do the personality quiz, so we know who she's going to be, who she can sink her teeth into as an anchor in the franchise. So that's going to be really cool. But lap five is also going to be in the pit stops, themed specifically for the pit stops, going to be the Brian O'Connor lap. So we've been sort of teasing for a while that Ben, one of our patrons over at patreon.com/toofasttooforever or toofasttooforever.com, suggested a movie for us to watch to cover. So we're going to do that this upcoming lap. It is tied into Brian O'Connor's character, into the Paul Walker oeuvre of films. So check that out. But what it also means is that because there is a themed lap, everyone who supports us on Patreon gets to vote on a movie that we are going to cover this lap. So Joe and I have a few movies of Paul Walker's that we're going to cover no matter what, but we're going to leave the final one a vote up to our patrons. So if you want to support us over there, any level, you know what it gets. Our undying love and support. You're going to get voting rights in all these polls. Access to the Fast and Furious Minute document. Swag, merchandise, your choice of pit stops, anything that you can imagine, it's over there. When the lap officially kicks off in a few weeks, I'm going to put up a poll, and everyone who is a patron can go vote on that poll and choose a movie that Joe and I are going to cover on this upcoming lap. So again, I want to say sorry that there's not a full episode this time, we just had a little bit of a scheduling snafu. Next week, we're going to do the tune-up relap recap for lap four. We're going to reflect back. So today we are looking ahead to the next lap. Next week, we're going to look back at the lap that we just did. After that, we're going to do You Are My Lifespan Chapter 3, everyone's favorite You Are My Lifespan Chapter 3. And then kicking off in 3 weeks, it's the Fast and the Furious Lap 5 with Kara Gail O'Regan. So go to toofasttooforever.com, support us over on Patreon, help us decide what we're going to cover next lap. I think there's a tier over there that you can even decide an entire themed lap, I think. We made the things up, and I don't remember, but I think it's over there. toofasttooforever.com. Email us, family@cageclub.me. Check out facebook.com/toofasttooforever and @toofasttooforever on Twitter and Instagram. Stay tuned for this 15-ish minute interview that we have with Kara, and come back next week for a full-fledged relap recap. Got a lot of great emails from you guys. Thank you all for writing in. Again, family@cageclub.me if you want to write in again. We'll see you soon. Kara Gail O'Regan of the Wistful Thinking podcast. But before we talk to her about the Fast and Furious movies, Joe, who's a sponsor of this segment?
FreeMDPracticeTest.com. According to a study done by insurance company in 2010, it was estimated that 1 in 5 drivers currently on the road could not pass a written driving test. With numbers like this for drivers who already passed the written test, yet aren't competent enough to pass it again, passing for the first time might feel a bit ominous. FreeDMVPracticeTest.com.
Well, we are prepping now for the driving school lap.
Exactly.
As Kara, I think, first question, just to confirm that this is not all a lie, you have seen none of these movies, correct?
Absolutely zero Fast and the Furious movies. That is correct.
Even like that minutes means... of it?
Yeah. Like I've never even
USA
you know, been flipping through. Yeah, no, never.
God, this is so good. You're super fresh.
So our first question, and it's a very vague question, you can answer however you want. What do you know about these movies? actors or plots or themes or quotes or anything. What do you know? What do you think you know? No wrong answers, because you will find out soon enough. But what do you like? We've never done this before. I want to set a baseline just to see how 101 we need to be, which, you know, we're going to be.
Well, I think I know the most important parts, which is one, hashtag family.
True.
Two, the beverage of choice is Corona.
Yes.
And three, the big men in this movie can't get over their egos and can't lose to each other. But that's
true.
That's it. Do you know who's in it?
I've had a big crush on Jordana Brewster for like 20 years.
Oh, she's the first one you list. That's good. That's a good sign.
I think The Rock, Vin Diesel, one of the other guys that's shaped like that, who I can't quite think of at the moment.
But there are more than one, but yes,
they're plenty. Yeah.
But they're all like the same general shape.
Sure,
they are.
A strong and bald.
Michelle Rodriguez.
She's in it. She is.
Cool.
That's it.
That's it. All right. Damn.
That's a lot. I mean, there's one very important person you're missing, but we'll get to that.
Paul Walker.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Back from Tammy and the T-Rex, his first driving movie.
Yes.
Yes. So now, Kara, we know what you know. Or what you've heard about in the movies. Are there things that you... Let's start first with, what do you hope out of this exercise, out of these movies? Like, what would be best case scenario for you?
I'm actually just, like, a little bit worried that I'm going to hate them. So my hope is that that's not true.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I understand it. A lot of people come into these and they're really worried that they're going to hate them. You know, just by, like, what they generally think about the franchise without really... ever peeking into it. You could probably still hate them.
It's just that, like, I don't care about cars, like, at all.
Neither do
That's
I.
Fine.
Neither do okay. I.
Neither did Gwen, Kate, anybody else that's been on this, like, the past couple episodes. They don't care about
cars.
See,
the beauty
either.
Of the movies, and you will find this out soon enough, they start out really about cars, and then they become other things. And so you will see, it's even if you don't like cars, you don't know cars, you don't want to watch car movies,
will
that's
I learn
problem.
More about cars? Because maybe
plenty.
I should know more about cars. Okay.
You'll
if you want to, if
plenty.
Your mind is open to it.
You know, I am a lifelong learner, so any opportunity that I get is really a relish.
Wonderful. You mentioned that you're afraid that you're not going to like the movies. What do you think? Is it just the cars, or is there more about it? Or are you just worried that anytime you're going to watch 9 movies in a row and you don't like the first one, you're like, oh no, I'm pod committed to this?
I am pod committed to this, and I just don't... I love dumb action movies, so I'm not, like, worried about it in a sense that, like, I might not like it in that respect, but I want to like these, and I'm just afraid that I won't. But I have nothing to back up the fear.
Makes sense. It's totally fine. I have a question, like, specifically, if you could design a fast, just, we know you know very... little about these movies, but if you could design an action sequence for the Fast and the Furious, what would it be?
Oh, yeah, what's your dream? Fuck. Cars or no cars, but probably
doesn't
cars.
Matter. Doesn't
okay.
Doesn't matter.
Obviously, it would be boats.
Boats. Okay.
Yeah, some sort of like boat sequence.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Perhaps I just watched The Beach Bum today, and spoiler alert, but Matthew McConaughey like blows up a sailboat. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Something like that.
That'd be a pretty good action sequence, I would think.
Yeah, I don't want to say one thing one way or another.
I didn't
sort of
either.
I want to go and keep in things as fresh as possible.
Well, as they say, boats are the cars of the ocean. So
of
I
course.
Just figured that it would be a good...
Much like the helicopters or the motorcycles of the sky.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally the same.
One very important thing that Joe and I have talked about, we've told you about too, but I want to let our listeners know, is that next lap, we're going out of order. So, Kara, what you don't know is that these movies have a storied history of kind of retconning their own history to fit a new movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll change things, they will sort of adapt things. The timeline has been shifted and altered and compressed and all sorts of stuff. So we're going to have you watch them. We're going to watch them with you. We're going to talk about them in chronological order. We won't tell you what the movies are about, but we're going to have you do 3 after 6.
Okay.
And there's one scene, there's a credit scene, a mid-credit scene in 6 that basically as soon as 6 stops, like as soon as those credits start to roll, stop the movie.
Okay.
Because there's a thing in there that basically happens between 3 and 7. So that's
I know that
which
sounds complicated.
I know it's confusing, but basically we're moving three later in the game, and you're gonna not watch one thing.
That's fine. Just tell me when we get to it, because I don't know how numbers work anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm really very, very curious narratively if this has. I think it's gonna have more of an impact.
Yeah, I think so too. We watched them in a different order because that's the way they came out. So it'd be very interesting to see somebody that would watch them in the quote unquote right order. Mm-hmm. And see how you react to certain things that are happening in the movies.
That makes sense.
You are going to be one of the very first people we talk to in great detail about Hobbs and Shaw. We've sort of talked about it a little bit with two guests, and we're going to have Mike on in a couple episodes to talk about. Actually, we just had, as you're listening to this, we have just talked to Mike about Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
But, you're going to be one of the very first takes of an on-air, on-podcast watcher, listener, commentator on the newest movie, Hobbs and Shaw. So
no nostalgia behind it either. Like you didn't have to wait for it. It's just gonna hit you, you know. So it's gonna be a really weird experience because, like, you know, Joey and I have been talking about Hobbs and Shaw for, you know, over a year now, just getting amped for it. And you're gonna come in and just like get it, like just taste it right at the end there. It's gonna be
And you're actually gonna be the extra exciting thing is that when this lap ends in February or so, you're only gonna be like 3 months away from the next one. So
yes,
in theory,
so true.
If you love this, you're going to have like such a low waiting time, a short waiting time to get to even another one.
How exciting.
Very exciting.
I can't wait to hear all of Kara's takes on this.
I can't wait to know her rankings, character she is.
I know.
You know. Kara, we've got like a series of either or questions that we ask people. They expand as the movies go on. So we'll ask you like a couple each time. I'm nervous, but I'm more excited than I'm nervous.
No, I'm not. I'm not nervous. As nervous as Kara is about it, at some point there's a movie for her, right? In this in this swath of them.
Yeah, I mean, just a pure numbers game. There's got to be one that I like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many of them, and they're all so, like, they take, like, you know, wacky turns and shit. So you're going to hit one that you're going to be like, okay, this one was pretty cool. I'm not really concerned about, like, maybe you don't like them all as a whole, but you're going to be, and you're going to like you're going to eventually like the characters, just because they're just, like, they're there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like watching bad reality TV. Like, you're going to find one that you like.
I'm trying to think who Kara could get in the... Actually, I'm going to...
Should we do a pre-run? Should we do, like, the first personality quiz and see if it changes?
Ooh, yeah, I love a quiz.
Instead of doing it twice, we could do it up front and then see as she watches the movie, she can have an anchor to who she connects to. Like, that's her on screen.
Like a neurological exam, you got to get a baseline first.
Mm-hmm. I like it, yeah. And I still say we do it again at the end and see if your answers change.
Which they probably will because none of us remember the answer.
Exactly.
But, okay.
Can we do this? Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah. Kara, question number one, how fast are you? NASCAR, roller coaster, Lamborghini Murcielago, Toyota Prius, Vespa, or Razor scooter?
I literally drive a Prius, and that is the appropriate answer in this situation.
Perfect.
But it has a little boost button if I have to go fast.
Oh, the ego boost?
Mm-hmm. You got a NOS button?
Yep. Mm. Oh, I know about NOS, kind of.
You'll learn a lot about NOS.
Very tangentially and vaguely.
Kara, question number two. How furious are you? The Hulk, Kylo Ren, Christian Bale on that one movie set that one time, Mel Gibson, Charlie Brown, Jack McBrayer.
My rage is quite impotent, so I would go with Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Although lately, someone did test you.
You've been hulking out?
But you did sort of, you silently stewed over it. Like, you didn't necessarily hulk out.
I hulked out via email.
That's true.
I succeeded.
It's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I was triumphant. Somebody who lied to me multiple times about how and when I would be paid and then sent me a bad check, which then caused me to incur a bunch of bank fees.
Very frustrating.
Not only did they finally pay me, but also I invoiced them for my bank fees, and they paid those too.
That's badass. Good for you, lady.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah.
It's really great when you have somebody that else that you can blame being broke on, I discovered. Like, that there's, it's nice to be able to channel your rage and your brokenness into somebody who isn't you.
Amen.
Know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm about it. That's awesome. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Question number three. Kara, we're having a barbecue. This actually, you've answered, you've done this question in real life when we had Camp Cage Club. Not the barbecue, we had Camp Cage Club. I know what you're doing here, but I want to get your answer here.
Go ahead.
We're having a barbecue. How are you helping? Manning the grill, saying grace, kicking back with a beer, babysitting, being the entertainment, or sneaking a snack?
I mean, obviously I'd be saying grace, right? I'm just kidding. The furthest from the truth. Well, I'd probably be tending the grill, the Sweet Lady propane,
awesome.
And or sneaking a snack, and or babysitting, but only for about 3.5 minutes, because that's really my limit.
Agreed.
So if you had to pick one, would you say grill or sneaking a snack?
I think you'd say grill.
Yeah, I'd go with grill first.
Yeah, because you spend a lot of time cooking for us, cooking delicious food for us.
Yeah, it's a great excuse not to hang out with people.
I agree.
Carrie, you've got time to kill. What are you doing? Are you grabbing a bite, working on your car, hanging with friends, drinking a beer, working out, or working on your computer?
Probably on the computer.
Okay.
Although I wish that I could be working on my car. I want to be good at cars. I want to know things about cars. I just don't, you know?
It's not hard. There's
maybe
lots of YouTube videos.
18 or 20 weeks, you will be a car expert.
Hell yeah.
Just so you know, we also play a game at the end of every episode when people send in pictures where I try to describe cars to Joe and he has to guess them, and I don't know anything about cars. So you can play every episode. You're going to get to pick if you want to help guess or help give. So maybe, I'm assuming you'll start out the lap helping me give clues, but maybe by the end, you'll be so confident.
Guessing, just slaying it.
You found knowledge that you will be helping guess, exactly.
Maybe.
Question number 5. Kara, describe your wedding. Okay. I'm never getting married. It's just me and my partner. It's us and our families. It's a backyard country affair. Everyone I know is there. I don't remember.
Take option 1, please.
Okay.
Never getting married. Cool.
No. No,
good
thank
job.
You.
Yeah.
Kara, congratulations. You just won the lottery. What are you buying?
Oh,
your own garage? A private plane? You're going to gamble it all away? Your childhood home? A fleet of cars? Or a new life?
A new life is incredibly tempting. But maybe I could have a new life if I bought my own garage. And then I could just wear coveralls.
Good. Yeah, it's a great answer. I agree.
So garage?
Yeah.
Kara, final question. What is your drink of choice? Belgian ale? Corona? Something fruity? Water? Whatever's cheapest? Or whatever you're having?
I battle chronic dehydration on a daily basis, so I'm going to have to go with water.
Okay.
Fair.
Wow. I don't
no
know if
idea.
We've had this person yet. Hold on.
I have no idea who Kara is. These were uninfluenced. These were so realistic answers. Like, they were completely uninfluenced by the movies. I love it.
We've had this person before. Christian Larson was this person. Kara, you are Twinkie, who is in exactly one movie.
This is the greatest part.
He's played by Bow Wow. So when we do Tokyo Drift, which is the one that we're doing later, so the 6th movie you're going to watch, you're finally going to be able to grab on to who you are. So Twinkie, here's a description of you. The old saying, don't judge a book by its cover, describes you perfectly. To say you have a big personality would be an understatement. Your style is loud and you talk fast, but that belies what you've got on the inside. You're charismatic, you love interacting with all types of people, you're always looking for the next big deal. You're also fiercely loyal to the people you decide are worthy of being your family. You fit in by sticking out because everybody knows who you are, but no one really knows what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive like
the wind
blows.
You know, that's not wrong.
I know. I got chills.
The quiz works.
It's so realistic. It nails it every time. It's like destiny, too.
While you watch the movies, think of them. I am the Jordana Brewster character.
Okay.
And Joe is the Vin Diesel character.
Obviously.
Okay. Let's not say obviously, because that's far from obvious, but
it's
are the Vin Diesel
very
character.
Very obvious. If you watch the movies, I'm clearly Vin Diesel.
I see the resemblance.
Exactly. Do you see how handsome and bald I am?
If anything, I would say you're Roman, because you're full of yourself, but that's neither here nor there. Joe, do you have any other questions for Kara? Or Kara, do you have any other thoughts on in terms of, you know, what you want to see, what you don't want to see, excitement for the lap, fear for the lap, anything?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. No,
pretty blank slate.
Kara answered all my questions. I'm just ready to jump into this, though.
Cool.
I can't wait till she watches the first one and we just come back to this, because it's going to be a wild ride.
So, Joe, this is going to be exciting for you. So this episode, or this interview, is part of our tune-up, our relap recap, right?
Yes.
Next week, You Are My Lifespan, Chapter 3.
Thank God, finally. Kara, do you like semi-erotic fan fiction about movies written by 14-year-old girls that don't speak English?
Absolutely.
Because that's exactly what we're about to do.
Oh, cannot wait. That sounds great.
Yes.
Then after that, on October 1st, The Fast and the Furious, Lap 5, Episode 50, kicking off lap 5.
Oh,
the Fast
episode
and Furious
52? That's awesome. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, Kara, thank you so much for joining us in this little conversation. We will be talking to you in 2 weeks, and then every 2 weeks thereafter, and your Hobbs and Shaw episode is at the end of January. So you've got, essentially, 4 months of these movies. Get excited. Tell your mom.
Excited.
Not that you're sleeping over at Brian's house, but tell your mom that you're taking the car out, because this is driving school.
She's not allowed to. She doesn't even have her permit yet. We just took the... God damn it.
Fine. Okay, we're swinging by your house. We're picking you up. We got the brake pedal on the right side.
Yes.
We're ready to go. I'm in the back seat taking notes. Joe's up front.
Yeah, exactly. That's more appropriate. Thank you.
Well, thank you,
Kara. Something to look forward to.